CBDExtract.com.
Yes, indeed. The 82nd Annual Academy Award nominations are out. And would you believe, on this show, that's where we're starting. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Up for Best Picture, there are 10 movies, including Avatar and The Hurt Locker. Always a pleasure to welcome on this show screenwriter and author Andrew Clavin. His book dropped today. It's funny, I got in the mail the other day, and I blew off my tennis match. I've only done this twice with people who've come on the show. And the book is called The Long Way Home. It is fabulous. I'm telling you, I am on the last, I'm on page 249. I almost wanted to skip the show just so I could finish reading it. And it was described kind of like a teenage version of 24 on the back cover. And I'm just going to leave it at that because I think it's pretty right on in that description. Andrew, a big day for you. Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Case. Nice for you to have me.
Let's talk about Avatar and the problems. And you've discussed this on other shows, and you've been quoted in other papers and whatnot about your problems with Avatar. And others are claiming that there's a mixed message with this movie. And, you know, it's widely been seen now. The cha-ching factor, the box office, I don't have to tell you, has been incredible. But what are the main things that you see in this message of Avatar and with the director James Cameron that are all mixed up or hidden maybe that some people can't see right in front of their face?
Well, you know, James Cameron is a master of burying his anti-American, anti-capitalist ideas in very big commercial fantasy films like Titanic and like Avatar. And Avatar, listen, it's great to look at. It's a beautiful, beautiful film. Technologically and visually. But look, what Cameron has done is he has finally succeeded in selling the vision that Hollywood has been trying to sell for the last 5-6 years of the American military as a group of sadistic, murderous clowns who go out and destroy native people for gain. You know, ever since the War on Terror began, Hollywood has been making these War on Terror films in which our soldiers are rapists and torturers and abusers, and people have been staying away in droves. But Cameron cleverly buried that vision in this big, beautiful science fiction story, and he got people to come and show up for it. But that's what it's about, and he said so.
You know, and I've heard that too. I heard him say it on Entertainment Tonight or somewhere, some interview he did recently. And when you look at the entertainment industry, as somebody who I'm sure you're a fan of the First Amendment, et cetera, down the line, what do you say, though, is the problem with this media that's pushing, in some cases, in Hollywood, this anti-American sentiment? What do you think the danger is in that?
Well, I mean, look, it's the same thing is happening in Hollywood as is happening in Washington. Basically, the so-called elites have become completely disconnected from the rest of us and are doing things to amuse each other and to serve each other instead of serving the people who pay their way. You know, if you look at some of the nominations for the Oscars, a film like Precious, did anyone see Precious? Did even the people in the Academy see Precious? I have, you know, they sent me a free DVD, and I'm using it as a coaster while I watch the football games, you know, and I think, and it's working pretty well. They should nominate it for that. So I think what you have is you have people who all agree with each other, sitting in this industry, talking to each other, reinforcing their views, and then trying to sell these views to the rest of us. And it's like a slow poison. It's not like you go to Avatar and suddenly come out hating the American military. It's that over the course of what is now 40 years of leftism in film, people's minds start to change. They start to think it's cool to do certain things, to have a kid out of wedlock. It's cool to hate the military. It's cool not to believe in God. What kind of moron would believe in God, you know, when all the hip people in the movies don't do it? So it's a slow poison. It's not something that happens suddenly.
So how do you combat that? I guess it's tough because, hey, whoever the ringleaders are at the top, and you know this because you had two pictures that were made, obviously, off of what you have written, and you know that process is very difficult, and there's a club that you have to get in, and I guess it's tough to break through that club, right?
It's tough to break through the club. And the other thing that is really tough is that the reviewers act as a sort of police force. You mentioned my book, The Long Way Home. I mean, that has a character in it who's a Christian and a patriot. I get attacked for that in the press. Bruce Willis gets attacked when he makes a movie like Tears of the Sun that shows the military in a good light. And so after a while, artists who depend on reviews, we depend on good reviews to get the word out to the people about our work. We learn to keep our head down, unless you're a stubborn, ornery cuss like myself. You know, you learn to keep your head down and toe the line. And even people who I know for a fact have more conservative, pro-American or pro-religious views, you know, keep quiet about it.
Yeah, we talked about the Avatar specifically, but I mentioned the Hurt Locker, too, where I know a lot of people who have served, and they say, well, this is pretty accurate as to the specifics of if you were detonating a bomb, et cetera, or if you were working along those lines. But you say there's other things that are also wrapped in that war film, too.
Well, I basically like The Hurt Locker for the following reason. The Hurt Locker alone among the War on Terror films, and I've written and seen I've seen a lot of the War on Terror films, alone among them, The Hurt Locker shows the bad guys, the Islamist insurgents, as people who entice children to a certain spot so they can blow up as many of them as possible, whereas they show the American soldiers as people working under the most humane rules of combat, of engagement, in the history of humankind. And they show that on screen. And so even though the director, Catherine Bigelow, has soldiers in it who are bad guys and shows kind of people addicted to war, and even though the screenwriter wrote a horrible, horrible anti-war film called In the Valley of Elah, the film itself at least shows who's right and who's wrong. So I appreciated it for that, and I have to give it props for that.
When you come out with a book like the one that came out today, The Long Way Home, and as you talk about a Christian character and whatnot and getting, let's use a different word, crucified in a way in the reviews for doing that, what do your old pals in Hollywood say? Do they think that you've traded teams, or what do they think?
Well, I've taken a big hit, especially during the War on Terror, when I wrote very loud pieces in places like the Los Angeles Times and the Wall Street Journal, saying that it was shameful. It's not shameful to oppose the war. Everybody's entitled to his opinion. It's shameful to make what are essentially propaganda films supporting the enemy and showing our soldiers as bad guys while they're in the field protecting them. I would like personally to see the American military withdraw its protection from Malibu and see how quickly James Cameron moves out of his mansion, you know. So that cost me. But, you know, it's beginning to thaw, not just for me personally, but I think it's beginning to thaw in general. I mean, the Academy this year recognized the Blind Side, which is a film that shows evangelical Christians in a good light, which is unbelievable. Nominated Sandra Bullock, who is an actual movie star, a person that actual human beings go to see, as opposed to George Clooney, who never makes movies that people go to see. So I think it's beginning to thaw a little bit. And the reason it's beginning to thaw is that people are beginning to speak up. It's not just me. It's guys like John Voight and my pal John Nolte over at the Big Hollywood website, just constantly pounding out the message that it's no fair. You know, we don't mind there being liberal films. We mind conservative voices, patriotic voices, and voices of faith being shut out. And that message is, I think, starting to get through. It's slow, but it's happening.
Very well said. All right, The Long Way Home just came out today. Great read. Andrew Clavin, best-selling author, very opinionated. Love having you on the show. Thanks so much, Andrew, for stopping by. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, lap band surgery might become an elective surgery. We'll tell you why.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, we're going to bounce back to Hollywood coming up a little bit later in the show. Coast to coast and everywhere in between, that is America Tonight. My name's Kate Delaney. Always thrilled to be the captain of this ship. Boy, a lot of people, you see the obesity rates and you see what people are trying to do to get fit. And just sometimes they can't. They need something to help them get over the hurdle. And what's been very successful for a lot of people has been the lap band surgery. In the break, I was telling our maestro, our technical maestro, that I knew somebody, that a guy that had it done, and it worked like a gem, like a charm for him. But joining us on the show is Dr. Wade Barker, and he's got his own bariatric center. And what he does is he does a lot of that revisional surgery to actually help improve the results of whatever the previous procedure was. I guess in some cases it doesn't take for some people. Hey, Doc, thanks for hanging late with us on ATM. We appreciate it.
No problem. How are you, Kate?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I hope you're doing well also. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. I didn't realize that, but I guess if we go back to the beginning of the whole lap band thing, for some people it doesn't take. Is that right, Doc?
Yeah, there's a variety of people that don't respond to the lap band initially, and then there's another group who have an initial response that end up regaining some weight. And of course, that's the problem with any procedure, and weight loss is keeping the weight off long term.
And is any of that part of the, you know, the whole willpower thing? Oh, I'm excited, I get it done, I'm looking really good, and then somehow I just fall off the wagon. I just fall off the program. Do you see that happen with a lot of the patients that you'll end up seeing?
Well, certainly you get a lot of secondary gain when you're losing weight, when that weight loss tails off, or when the weight's been gone for a couple of years, you quit getting compliments. But, you know, it's a very complex problem. And part of it is the patient. Part of it is just there are changes around the band as time goes on. The stomach and the esophagus above the band dilate a little bit, and that allows patients to eat more. They don't feel full like they once did. And as those changes go on throughout the years, then it allows them to eat, and the band really doesn't keep them from eating then. It just keeps the food from going from the pouch and the lower esophagus into the greater part of the stomach.
Yeah. What, Doc, what made you go into this kind of surgery, which is couldn't be more red hot right now? What sent you in this direction?
Well, really, as a young surgeon, I was just helping another surgeon do a procedure called a vertical banded gastroplasty in 1998 and 99, and I started doing those on my own, and it just evolved from there. And I had some patients insist that do a gastric bypass, and found that that worked much better than the gastroplasty did, and then just kind of moved on to laparoscopic procedures. And as you do these procedures, as I alluded to earlier, you find that for some people, they either quit working or they never worked as they should to start with, and so you have to identify what the problem is and then correct that surgically.
You know, it's your website's great because people all want to see the testimonials. They want to see what people look like. They want to see what happened. And I got to tell you, the people, you've got a couple of different examples. One woman who lost 100 pounds, a guy who lost 180 pounds. Those two right there, they look like they could be models. The difference is incredible. Is that the satisfaction in doing this surgery?
It still impresses me. I'll have people come into the office, and I honestly don't recognize them. And I know I'm supposed to, so really it is impressive. But people have a lot of gratitude when you change their life like that, and that's kind of fun.
Do you see this as possibly being an elective surgery in the future? Do you see this down the road, just the lap procedure going in that direction eventually?
From the perspective of, you mean, being offered to a wider variety of patients, and
yes,
the patient's not quite as heavy?
Yes.
I do see things going that way already at this time. Research is moving towards lighter and lighter patients, particularly those with medical problems. But not all of the benefits from weight loss surgery are things that we could define with numbers. You know, it's easy when somebody has diabetes or high blood pressure, but that's not what patients typically are most interested in. They're interested in a better quality of life, and that's what they experience every day. You know, a lot of them are very happy to get rid of their medical problems, but if you ask patients, that's not always what their main drive is.
Yeah, because you do so many different forms of this, I can imagine how many patients you see. What's the average, like on an average month, Doc, how many patients do you see?
Because we have to follow these patients for such a long time, I do about 1,000 cases a year, and we follow each of those patients about 5 or 6 times in a year, and then with each previous year for 5 years, all of those patients each year. So we see about 10,000 office visits a year and do about 1,000 surgeries a year.
Whew. Boy, that certainly makes you an expert. How long have you been doing this type of surgery? You mentioned how you got involved in it, but how long has that been?
Yeah, it's been a little over 10 years.
Wow.
A very gratifying 10 years.
Yeah, have you seen in that decade, have you seen a lot of, I guess you have, seen a lot of advancements in the technique?
Yeah, going from just open to laparoscopic procedures has decreased the complication rate about 50%. The risk for having a gastric bypass is about the same as the risk for removing your gallbladder. And that's been a big change from years past.
And no kidding. Interesting stuff. If you want to, you got to check out Dr. Wade's website. I'm telling you, you start to see these people, and you want to. I think we all want to run and get a procedure done. You got to check it out. It's DRW, it's DRW Barker and .com, and go and look at it because you'll see these guys that lost a massive amounts of weight, 186 pounds, 130 pounds, just incredible. What a gratifying job, like I said, it has to be for you, and you mentioned that in the past decade. Thanks for coming on with us. Will you come back again, Doc, to talk about the whole weight loss thing?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate your time, Kate.
Oh, yeah. Well, we appreciate you coming on. Boy, fascinating stuff, as this is now, what, a month and 2 days into the new year, and you've got the whole weight loss wars on the tube. But I was thinking about this the other day, where you've got, you have Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig and I don't know how many different diets. It's crazy when you start to look around. It's like when you go to a bookstore, guys, you know this. I'm in the sports section, you look over, you start to wander around the bookstore. And the whole weight loss industry or things related to weight or exercise, it couldn't be bigger. The other day when I was at Barnes & Noble, I swear to you, the biggest section was that section. Because so many people want to look better, feel better, whatever it is. Whether you're talking about just dumping a couple LBs or talking about losing a lot of weight. And I was very curious about the whole lap band thing. And as the doc mentioned, where it's gone from the very beginning when you would just sort of hear about it on medical shows or you'd be flipping around watching your local news and they'd talk about it. They'd have those, like I said, the health reporter would do a segment on it. And it seemed crazy, this gastric bypass. Then you'd hear about somebody in the next town over that had it done and nobody recognized them. And they went back to whatever, their 10-year reunion, their 15-year reunion. And now it's just so commonplace for so many people. As he said, 1,000 cases a year or 10,000 office visits. That boy, that's a lot in following these, in following these stories and seeing where they end up. And more people, because there's certain qualifications, and more people want to have the surgery done. They want the benefits of the surgery, whether it's they're huffing and puffing down the steps and they can't chase their kids around or their grandkids around or, you know, whatever it is. But it's interesting. And I guess pretty much the lap band surgery has the same risk as the other weight loss surgery alternatives that are flying around out there. But it's not as much of an invasive nature of a type of procedure. And that's what he was getting at, too. So it's not as severe, I guess, the complications and whatnot. But sadly, it'll be the day where almost everybody's having this done because so many people are having trouble knocking off the old weight, the old-fashioned way. They're not able to do it, and they need that extra, you know, they need that extra bump, and they turn to the surgeries. All you have to do is sit in front of the tube for a couple of hours of prime time. Guarantee you'll see at least a couple commercials for those kind of procedures. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to give you the odds and ends on the day politically. Plus, before the end of the hour, we'll give you some of the other Academy Award nominations for you movie fans. Hang with us here on ATN.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
What's making headlines in the newspapers across the country. But before we do that, a couple of other quick notes here. One, don't forget on Thursday we have our final Nail the Score, and of course it's the Super Bowl, Miami. The Colts.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. Let's hope it's a close Super Bowl like the last two have been. Is it going to be the Saints' day to rise and win their first one, or will the Colts snap up another Peyton Manning victory? The full court press is on. The hype is in full swing out of Miami, although the rain kind of put a damper on some of the festivities the last day or two. When I say rain, boy, they've had torrential rains. The forecast right now is calling for a little bit of a shower or two, but nothing that would create a scenario where we'd have a muddy field at this point, but that could change. Usually a couple days out, you know how that is with the weather, all of you know. I have the weather on my iPhone thing, and it's unbelievable how much it changes. And I have a couple of cities. What cities do I have on mine? I'm going to tell you right now. I've got, of course, Dallas and New York. I have Dallas, New York. You're going to love this. This is my selection of the weather. I have New York, which is 29 degrees right now, Dallas, which is 38, Philadelphia, 30 degrees, Kahului, that's in Hawaii, 69 degrees, Chicago, 24 degrees, Orlando, 55, and San Diego, 57 degrees. But when you check these forecasts 4 and 5 days out, it's amazing what the swing it can be. So we'll see at this point whether that weather holds up in southern Florida or not. But a couple of quick things before we get to some of the specific headers. And one of the things that we've been talking about the last, I don't know, week and a half or so, and we're starting to see local stories crop up about this, is the Toyota problems with the brake pedal. The U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said it took pressure from the government to get Toyota to actually do something over the sticking gas pedals. You got to be kidding me. Not brake pedals, the gas pedals. Although it brake too, I think it was both of them. So there were questions that were raised for a long time. There had been a couple of accidents, and now Toyota is taking responsibility. But it took them a big push to get to that point. They had to have DOT folks fly to Japan to remind Toyota about the legal obligations, and they had to follow up with a meeting at their headquarters in January to insist that they address the specific issue, the accelerator pedal deal. They, you know this, they recalled all those cars, and now they're thinking that they've got a solution that involved reinforcing the pedal assembly with a part that's being rushed to the dealerships. But Toyota's really going to get a lot of scrutiny. Here's what I wonder. With this happening with Toyota, does it mean more people, will GM take advantage of it? They were saying that GM was going to give you $1,000 off the car if you switched. Let's see if anything actually really happens there, because let's face it, Toyotas, you can drive them, I guess, until the wheels fall off, unless you have this accelerator problem, then it's not so good. This is something that would have made headlines in almost any newspaper. The accident last February in Buffalo in Clarence, where a plane went down and killed 50 people. They're blaming it on the pilot. The pilot had signs that his plane was entering what they call an aerodynamic stall, and he was flying this Continental flight, and he pulled on the plane's control column. He should have pushed. It was an inexplicable error, they're saying, but it led to the death of those 50 people. That's according to the National Transportation Safety Board. They expected that was what it was, and they had said that earlier, but now they just made it official. The sad thing is, because, you know, we have Denny Kelly on, and he's an airline investigator, and we've had DJ Frost on. He's an international pilot, and we've talked about some of the problems. The sad thing is that there are all these safety issues at some of these regional airlines, and a lot of you live in those areas where you take them, and it goes to the major carriers, too. You have to have, you know, airlines that do train the pilots, and apparently they don't adequately train them how to handle the stalls. Then you have pilots who do this unnecessary conversation deal during takeoffs and landings where they're distracted. We've seen that. And then, you know, when you look at it, the pilot fatigue thing is a problem. I mean, there are a lot of conclusions that you could look at as to what happened, and you don't want to see history repeat itself with this. It's an awful thing. Those people that were going home or going back from a business trip, and, you know, it's always the stories behind it are so sad when you hear that, oh, a young girl gets on the plane, she's 20 years old, she's about to get engaged, and I mean, I hate that. I hate when you read the aftermath. Let's hope that now the training for the pilots takes all those things into account. Okay, let's jump to the headers. In the headers, we're going to go back to the Boston paper. I like the Boston paper, the Boston Globe, because they get real down and dirty and local with their headlines, and they have tons of headlines. They pepper the front page with everything they can. Here's what page one, right? I mean, right on the front page. Yemeni tankers okayed in harbor. What the story is about, folks, is the Coast Guard said the other day that they're going to allow tankers carrying liquefied natural gas from Yemen into Boston's harbor, even though there's this massive concerns about the cargo coming from a country that has been called a haven for terrorists. They're going to push that aside and just make sure they comply with the registry of what they have on the ship. Okay. Here's another headline from that paper. Vision tests proposed for drivers over 75. And what this is talking about is they're proposing granting legal immunity to doctors who report that their patients are not competent to drive. You know, a lot of older people are worried about this, and they don't want to get those vision tests because they want to be able to drive. And they don't want their license taken away. So now, in a different way to frame this, there's this bill that is going to include a couple of different things, and one is those vision tests for anybody over 75 when they're trying to renew the license, that they have to do it and say the doctor's going to report it if they're not competent to drive. So there's no way around that unless you're someone in your family is an ophthalmologist and they're willing to do that. The bill would also provide or would also ban text messaging while driving. Everybody's talking about that at this point. But how do you enforce the text messaging ban, as somebody said to me? How are you going to completely evaporate that? And how many people are going to get stopped for texting? Sounds good. Maybe it's good to have the rule out there. Or maybe it's a way you put the rule out there and say, hey, we had the rule. I mean, don't blame me. We put the rule out there. It's not our fault if somebody didn't follow the rules. Because I think with texting, it's ridiculous. And I'm for saying, okay, no texting. But really, in reality, come on, how do you enforce the texting deal? You can't. You can't. Absolutely. And with police and locally and what they have to do and people that they have to pull over for a myriad of things, you think they're really trying to bust the texter? They'd have to be completely bored, have to issue a bunch of tickets. There would have to be a real draw to do this, in other words. All right, we're going to go to Milwaukee and the Milwaukee, Wisconsin Journal Sentinel. That's the name of the paper. And here's a couple of the headlines. Unemployed, he calls icebound houseboat home. And they're talking about this guy, this 42-year-old guy who lives in a houseboat with a dead engine stuck in the ice on the Fox River until spring. If you go inside his boat, he's got coffee on and the wood stove is burning. And he says, I'm unemployed. I don't want to spend a lot of money. I'll just survive this way. If only I could describe the picture of the boat to you. This is the other headline. Like Favre, Thompson ponders a comeback. Tommy Thompson, who is a popular former Republican governor from that area, is drawing a lot of comparisons to Brett Favre. He's leaving the door open to run for public office. So he's throwing it out that he may be back. Let's give you one more. This one from the Oakland Tribune. And the headline reads that caught my eye anyway is this one. Measure B dealt a crushing defeat in Alameda. And they're talking about 85% of the voters rejecting a proposal that would have outlined some kind of a construction plan for a base that the Navy left in 1997. And so they were hoping, for those who wanted to push it through, overwhelmingly they rejected this measure. It would have cleared the way for that redevelopment. There were people that were hoping that they would be able to develop something like a commercial space, a new ferry terminal, a school at the site, all that sort of stuff. In fact, it was SunCal that was going to build 4,500 new housing units there. And so obviously the people didn't want the housing units. They didn't want it to be overdeveloped because they overwhelmingly said no to it. How about that? The ballot measure put a $200 million cap, by the way, on what they would pay for the library and other civic benefits. And I guess a lot of the voters were educated on this, and they said the amount wasn't enough, and it would force the city to make up the shortfall. And they didn't want to have to pay for it, so good for the taxpayers for being well-informed. Birthdays, news you can abuse, and this day in history coming up around the bend.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Breaking news to get to here on America Tonight. 10 people killed and 90 wounded in a bomb blast in Iraq. Not much more of a description than that, as it just has happened. But sad when you hear anything about any kind of a bomb blast. You can imagine what's involved here, whether it's the suicide bomber situation or not. And in Islamabad, a roadside bomb killed 6 people, including at least 3 foreigners, near a girls' school in northwest Pakistan on Wednesday. 32 people were wounded in that blast. It hit near a convoy heading to the inauguration ceremony for the school. It's awful. Right there on that border with Afghanistan. And the police are saying, Four is the number. 4 have died so far at this point. Probably foreign journalists. They're looking at foreign journalists. That's at least what the Pakistani television stations are saying. But on the other, not a lot of description other than the fact that 10 killed, 9 wounded in Iraq, and it was a bomb blast. All right, we're going to dive into today in history, news you can abuse, and birthdays. But the big news on the day in the entertainment world, this is probably always the biggest day is when they first come out with the list of nominees for the Academy Awards. They've been doing the award thing for 82 years. Movies can be good. Movies are the great escape. If you want to, you know, how much we vent about things that are going on in this country and our frustrations and job woes and whatever else, it's a good escape for a lot of people. And there were a lot of different pictures that came out. I don't know if there was anything that completely knocked your socks off, but there were, I think there were a lot of different kinds of movies that were made this time around. Best Picture category included 10 pictures. Avatar, The Blind Side, I said it once previous in the show, but I'll say it again. Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, and Education, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, A Serious Man, Up and Up in the Air. The Hurt Locker was directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who is the ex-wife of James Cameron, who directed and put together Avatar. She reacted to, you know, the being the female director and being nominated because she was nominated in the directing category for Best Director. And she was on the Today Show along with two stars of that film. And here's a little peek into that window when the nominations were announced.
I think I'm in some sort of other place, but it's so gratifying. It's so extraordinary. And it's such a compliment to everybody who worked on the movie. Cast, crew, everybody. You know, we had this incredible screenwriter in Mark Bowl who risked his life to go over to Baghdad and come back with these incredible stories. And, you know, the men and women arguably have the most dangerous job in the world, and this is an ongoing conflict, and we want to be respectful to all of it. What was the human experience, you know? And I think it put the audience into the shoes of those soldiers, and you got a sense of what it might be like to be a bomb tech for a day. And it's a pretty harrowing thought.
I'm rooting for him.
Yeah, I mean, I think just to be in the conversation with these incredible films, all of the films that have been nominated today are amazing. So it's a real honor.
And the star, one of the stars of the movie, and I think he did a tremendous job portraying this, got inside the head of somebody who would have to detonate these bombs on the American side, Jeremy Renner, and he was nominated as Best Actor. Here was how he reacted.
I got to break some serious legs.
You're going to need that bomb.
It's pretty heavy. Jeff Bridges, George Clooney, Colin Firth, Morgan Freeman,
right?
Jeremy Renner. Yeah, I know. That's what's wrong with that picture? That's pretty amazing, right? It's awesome.
Yeah, and he's right. That is a tough category. Jeff Bridges has been getting a massive critical acclaim for Crazy Heart. And Morgan Freeman got a little bit of buzz for Invictus, but I think the big one is probably Bridges and the Crazy Heart deal there. All right, we move to this day in history. It is February 3rd, the 34th day of 2010. There are lots of days left this year. 331. By the end of the year, I wonder what things will look like on America Tonight. And for all of you, there's much opportunity and I think many reasons to be positive. Let's hope. Cross our fingers. In 1913, the 16th Amendment to the Constitution provided for a federal income tax. It was ratified. 1916, Canada's original parliament buildings in Ottawa burned down to the ground. Also in 1969, Yasser Arafat was elected chairman of the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Executive Committee during a council meeting in Cairo, Egypt. In 1930, I'm going to go back for a second, the Chief Justice of the United States, William Howard Taft, resigned for health reasons. He died just a month later after that. If we go back 10 years ago, the flight data recorder from Alaska Airlines Flight 261 was recovered from the Pacific Ocean off California. Also, the Senate voted 89-4 to confirm Alan Greenspan for a fourth term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. We just went through that whole thing with Ben Bernanke, and he got his second term. It was Time Magazine's Man of the Year, but I would seriously question him again as that role of the Federal Reserve chairman. 1 year ago, Eric Holder became the first black U.S. Attorney General as he was sworn in by Vice President Joe Biden. Yeah. And we see with Eric Holder the mess that he's gotten into with the Gitmo thing. I think that's going to be that's something that has to be sorted out because of the 9/11 trials and saying holding them in Manhattan. That was his big baby, and he said a lot of that. He said that was on him and not the president. That's what he wanted to see happen. Remember the CIA investigation? They were going to look into some of the methods of the CIA and the legalities of it, and ooh, that was a whole mess in the beginning of the year. Let's jump to a couple of quick news you can abuses. And it's the New Orleans versus Indianapolis deal in the Super Bowl. We know that. But also in snacks, what's the big game without the right kind of grub? We all know it. Leighton Roberts, the executive chef at 14 West Restaurant in Indy, is suggesting barbecue pork nachos. Oof. He says you combine it with an Indy favorite with a game day classic. And he says that's what it is. Chef Lazone Randolph from Brennan's Creole Restaurant in New Orleans says oysters. The halftime break has to include oyster po'boys. They're lightly breaded and fried with lettuce and tomato on crusty French bread. Actually sounds pretty good. From Aspen, Colorado, X doesn't mark the spot for Danye McKinley. She tried to set a new world hugging record at the Winter X Games last week. She came far short of embracing a spot in the book. She hugged about 2,300 people in 24 hours at the games in Aspen. She needed 5,001 hugs. She's not upset. She's a writer and a dog sledding guy, and she said she had fun and she's going to try it again. Yeah, I bet that was fun. Let me hug a few thousand people and try to get my name in the record books. All right, Matt Johnson, will you cue up that music, please?
Any birthday singers? Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
You're going to recognize some of these names. The Minnesota Vikings, I think, should have been at the Super Bowl. They didn't make it there. But you remember Football Hall of Famer Fran Tarkington. He went to the Super Bowl a couple of times. How old is Tarkington? 70 years old. That's a milestone birthday. Actress Blythe Danner is 67. That's Gwyneth Paltrow's mother. Football Hall of Famer Bob Greasy is 65 years old. Actor-director Keith Gordon is 49. Actress Michelle Green is 48. Actress Maura Tierney is 45. Also celebrating a birthday, musician Grant Barry, 33. And singer-songwriter Jessica Harp is 28. Happy birthday to all of you. Lean in close when you blow out those candles, okay? Some good advice.
Hey, the T.O. show right now. All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat.
Putting together a girl's night out, want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know, I hate you too. That's the way girls are.
Oh, man. Radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Oh, no, I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
You just don't get it, Leo. You don't.
Everybody in the house is screaming, kill, 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 this is ugly.
The amazing upper body strength of the Russians. So amazing. They're nothing. Just a minute.
Oh,
they're nothing.
Turn
Calgary. O-T-H-I-N. Nothing. USA. 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 USA.